in 1 Chronicles 29. I hope you'll open your Bibles to 1 Chronicles 29 for a few moments. We have a song that the Lord gave to David here, but we have to tell the story and set the scene for it first. 1 Chronicles 29. Now, one reason I open to this is that this question in the fifth verse, we've come across it in our devotional readings a few times. And I just wanted to point out to you where it is from in the Word of God. At the end of the fifth verse, David said, "Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord?" Who is willing to just devote their service, consecrate themselves today to the Lord? And you've come across that as you've read in your devotional book. And here it is, and it's from the story of King David. Perhaps you will remember that King David wanted to build a house for God. And because the Lord said, "No, that's going to be a job for your son," David didn't sulk. He got busy collecting the materials that were going to be needed for the house, doing his part. He wasn't supposed to build it. God had given that job or planned that job would be for his son, Solomon. But here, David is collecting what is needed for the temple that would be built for God. And so he asks the people to bring things and to offer both their things that they had for the work and themselves to God. Or he's rejoicing that is what they do. It's just the first 18 verses of 1 Chronicles 29. I think we could read that yet before we go this morning. I'm going to read from the New International Version. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources I have provided for the temple of my God: gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all of these in large quantities. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple: 3,000 talents of gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?" We're going to need some craftsmen. Men who will work to build the temple, and others who will bring more things for the building and for the house of God. And so he says, "Who's willing? Who's willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?" Now we read of these amounts that are brought. I'll continue with the next paragraph yet. "Then the leaders of the families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Any who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord, in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. So when it says they brought 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics and 10,000 talents of silver and 18,000 talents of bronze, 100,000 talents of iron, how much is that? Anybody? Who said that? That was the answer I was looking for, but I don't know who said it. Somebody said a lot. That reminds me of Charles Stanley's answer. Remember we said yesterday when they asked him how many promises are in the Bible, he says, enough. So here, a lot, right? In my NIV Bible, there are some notes, and it tallies the whole thing. If it says like 18,000 talents of silver, it tells you how much silver. In my ESV Bible, it does it individually. It says that a talent is about 75 pounds. So if you have a few thousand talents of something, that's a lot. And then the derrick is a coin that's about a quarter of an ounce. So it's small, but yet there can be a high value there. So that's what I read as I looked at the small print in my ESV and my NIV Bibles. But the people gave freely and wholeheartedly, and they rejoiced to do it. They found a great joy. They didn't give grudgingly. If they were giving grudgingly, I don't think they would have given this much. They wouldn't have given a lot. But they were so free and joyful in giving to the house of God. They had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. And David the king rejoiced greatly. And then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. And this is what he said. This was a praise to God that God had inspired in his heart God laid it there. When David saw the response of the people to his you could say kind of little request, although he had led the way. He explains that to us, how he had given and given a lot, and now he was giving more of his personal treasure to add to it all, and they responded to his example. I remember once telling someone how that I was a bit envious of something the Lord was doing in another church, not in our fellowship, but I said, that you see a lot that doesn't look real, it's like surface stuff. And I said, now that looks real. That's the kind of thing I want. I wish God would do that at home, in our church. What I see happening there. And the brother said to me, it's in the leadership. Those were his words to me. It's in the leadership. Well, praise the Lord. I think that was good for me to hear. And certainly David was a good example here. Giving of himself, just pouring out the treasure, the personal wealth that God had blessed him with. And it evoked a response or encouraged a response in others. And the people then were so happy to see how their leaders, not just David, but the leaders under him, had responded willingly and freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. And David rejoiced, and then he praised and prayed. Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are aliens and strangers in your sight, as were all our forefathers. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. I would just like to stop here. I know I have three more verses to read, but in other translations, our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. You might read something like this. They are fleeting, as we sang before, through this fleeting, did we sing that? Something like that. World below, lead me gently as I go. Our life is but a vapor. Time goes by, and then we are no more, meaning that our time here has ended. In the King James, it says, there is none abiding. In another revised version, there is no abiding. That's something to think about. We only have a certain allotted time to do certain things for the Lord, and that time will be past. And David says that here. Our days on earth are like a shadow. Our days are passing away. There is no abiding. But Lord, you remain. You abide. O Lord our God, as for all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name, it comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. O Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. I think that's such a wonderful prayer. We can stop there. He prays for his son Solomon, who will have the task of building the temple. O Lord God, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. This comes from you, Lord. That's how we were able to give as we gave. I've heard some really wonderful stories lately, this past year, of giving to the Lord for his work that have just stirred my heart. One pastor said it so humbly to me. We have such a small congregation, and God has, he gave me an amount, brought in over the last few years. It was really a fantastic amount. I set it in our church because I wanted to help us to, you know, believe for greater things. If God can inspire our hearts with his love, and as he did these people, show them the blessedness, the joy of just freely giving. And it doesn't have to be whopping amounts, you know. Jesus looked at that woman that gave the little bit, just the two little coins, and in his estimation, it was more than the others were giving, because they were just dropping it in out of their abundance, and some of them must have let it drop like that, you know, so that others could see. But Jesus knew whether, no matter how they held it, and the lady, maybe she was even a little embarrassed at the little bit that she, but Jesus knew what she gave, and she said it was more than what the others gave. She gave her all. She gave everything. And that's the way he measured it. But what joy, what joy. And God put it in their hearts. Lord, you see our hearts. Integrity pleases you. And you see the joy and the willingness of the people who have given. Who then will consecrate themselves today wholeheartedly, giving themselves? Who's willing to consecrate themselves today to the Lord and to his service? It all comes from him, doesn't it? We give thee but thine own, the poet said. He was quoting what David said. Everything we have given comes from you. Gracious God, work in our hearts a generosity, a response of love, a response of all for Jesus, all for Jesus. Even this day, Lord, you can do for us what you did for David's people back then and make us joyful and free in giving to the Lord. Just giving. There are so many ways we can give. We can give of our finances, yes, but we can give of our time. We can give of our strength. We can pour out the love of our hearts. We can show concern for others. We can serve you in so many ways, Lord, and you will show us. Because love is ingenious, and it can see ways and discover ways to serve, and we want to love you, and we want to love one another, and we want to serve you with all of our hearts. So make us true-hearted, make us whole-hearted, make us joyful and free in our consecration to you. On this day, for your name's sake and for your glory, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. A prayer that we can pray in closing is found in our hymn books, 353. 353. We're singing to the Savior. We're singing to Jesus. Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me, nor should I aught withhold, dear Lord, from thee. In love my soul would bow, my heart fulfill its vow, some offering bring thee now, something for thee. At the blessed mercy seat, pleading for me, my feeble faith looks up, Jesus, to thee. Help me the cross to bear, thy wondrous love declare, some song to raise or prayer, something for thee. Let's read this third verse. Remember that we're praying it. Give me a faithful heart, likeness to thee, that each departing day henceforth may see some work of love begun, some deed of kindness done, some wanderer sought and won, something for thee. Now, some work of love, some deed of kindness, some wanderer sought. That's very general, isn't it? But as the Lord fills us with His love, He'll lead us in His ways and give us our specific task to do for Him, to be a blessing for His name. That word I was trying for, that phrase that I wanted, was love is inventive. So if love is inventive, then your work of love will be shown to you. Your deed of kindness, which is right in front of you, will be clear to you. And that wanderer that God wants you to pray for and seek after, He'll make you to know that you can serve Him in ways that will be a blessing for His king, in His kingdom, and for His name's sake. Let's stand and sing 3 and 4. Give me a faithful heart, likeness to Thee, that each departing day henceforth may see some work of love begun, some deed of kindness done, some wanderer sought and won, something for Thee. All that I am and have, Thy gifts so free, in joy, in grief, through life, dear Lord, for Thee. And when Thy face I see, my ransomed soul shall be through all eternity something for Thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I had the joy of being down in the village this morning, and at the end of prayer meeting, Brother Peter encouraged the counselors with part of St. Patrick's breastplate. You know, Christ within me, before me, around me. It was really wonderful. And he also said, I bind unto myself. Peter didn't say that, but it's in St. Patrick's breastplate. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. Let's go forth in the name of the Lord. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.